the bump, though.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Well, this is an interesting question somebody posed. If Cal is the personification of white privilege, or poster child of white privilege, is Watson the poster child of millennial entitlement? I mean, thinking, what player, okay, in the past, this is a relatively new thing. I mean, even Michael Jordan tried to get his guys in there with the Bulls, and Crumbs Krause said, nah.
It's really a bad precedent, to be honest with you. This is relatively new,
and it's a millennial kind of thing. That you think as a player that you can pick and choose.
But we were told that's not what he wanted.
He just wanted input. He wanted his say, but now
then he was lied to.
He wanted to be heard. He wanted to.
Deshaun hasn't done a sit down interview, so it is a little vague. We don't have clear answers from him. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right. No, like, we got which went from 2 to 10. We got that.
But he's
the more things change.
Somebody's talking to Sports Illustrated.
Yeah. Well, is it Deshaun?
I don't know. I have no idea, but somebody's talking to Sports Illustrated. They had a lot of stuff about Deshaun and things like that. I think it's going to intensify. But here's the thing. Football doesn't start for quite a while. The Combine was officially canceled yesterday, so there is going to be no Combine. The draft is going to be really tricky this year because – I've heard about some of the changes, you know, like state of California, they probably aren't going to have pro days there. They're probably not going to, you know, I know teams think there's no way Stanford or USC is going to end up having pro days. So there's going to be some guys who, a lot of guys aren't even going to run 40s. They're not going to do any. Well, the belief is, now that you have this generation of players who's starting to like, okay, I'm not going to run a 40, which used to be unheard of, and then I'm not going to work out, and I'm not going to. Now the belief is they're all opting out. They're not playing. Now the belief is there will be guys who just say, I'm just not working out at pro day or combine. You can draft me if you want. And that has teams extraordinarily concerned because they are going to have medicals. They are going to get medicals on these guys, but it's going to be done at a later date. I've heard in April they're going to have a medical combine and they'll all go to Indianapolis. When I say all, like 200. So it's usually 335, 337 players at the combine who get medicals. This time it's going to be 200 who get all the medicals. You're going to have over, and there's more than 200 players drafted. You're going to have a ton of players who you have no medical information on, and teams hate that because they could have heart conditions. They could have a degenerative shoulder issue, hip, knee, whatever the case may be, and if they can't do MRIs, x-rays, the whole nine yards, that's a real, real concern. So I know this is separate from the Deshaun thing, but really it's not. The Texans cannot afford, with Deshaun or without Deshaun, they trade for draft picks or they keep him, whatever. They got to start drafting their asses off. Like, they got to really start hitting the draft picks.
And Justin tweeted us. He tweets the show all the time. He says, my biggest problem with question is, you get all these picks, who's making the pick selection? Acquiring picks doesn't mean anything if they've got a dumb making the selection. This is a new regime. You have to believe that Nick Caserio is going to be better than Bill O'Brien.
Yeah, I do.
I do. Yes.
No, but that's a low level. I mean, that's a low bar, but I do believe that. Now, do we blame him for everything that happened with any bad drafting in New England? He gets some of that, certainly. He doesn't get all of it. Bill Belichick is still the guy running the show, so... I don't know. At least it'll be run like a real NFL team.
Yeah.
You know, I'm willing to see what he can
do. Yes, yes, yes. I don't know.
None of us were upset last year when Caserio was mentioned.
No. Actually, we were all like, oh, sweet.
God, I hope they get Caserio.
That'd be great.
Why were people excited about Caserio?
Because it was different than Bill O'Brien.
Well, yeah, understood. But that was before O'Brien was doing what he was doing.
But we had Patriot Way.
No, anything.
You see all the championships?
We were like, totally sweet. Get somebody else in here.
But isn't that before he went all nuts, or did he already do the – what what's the timeline? Did O'Brien become crazy GM before, after Caserio?
After Caserio, because that was, well, that was the day that Brian Gain got fired. Yeah, absolutely, so he went crazy.
That's why I'm asking, why were we so thrilled about Caserio? Because Bill O'Brien hadn't screwed everything up at that point.
We still didn't, but there were no options.
He had a good, because
when they said Bill O'Brien is now the general manager, we were like, what?
Because he was under Bill Belichick.
What?
He was coming from the Patriots. That was
what
actually
Bill O'Brien done to become
the Patriot
general
way
manager?
Took that the brand out. Of Patriot way took a huge, huge hit this year.
Yeah.
Last year it was still like, huh.
Although we knew, well, you've been talking about it for years. Yeah. You're looking at their draft picks. They're not good.
No.
They're not good.
No, they're not. And they do their own thing, and it's not always great. And so, yeah, I think Nick Caserio needs to come here and maybe depart from some of the stuff that was going on. And so I was talking to somebody from a team yesterday. He told me that here's what the New England way is. And I don't know that this is going to sit great with everyone in the Texans. The New England way is it's called a silo method, where this is, so scouts are now information gatherers, turn in your reports and then get out.
Yep.
You don't have anything else to do with it. And it's super boring. And you don't have any input. You don't have any say. You're a private investigator.
There's not communication.
There's no communication. Nope. They don't know what the board looks like. They don't know anything. They have no. It's secretive. You can't know anything. And there's a very small group of people who will know. My guess is that's how Caserio is going to.
Yeah. Yep. That he was very. He was very poor at communicating.
It's going to be groupthink, which means it's going to be a small group.
Well,
of
I
people.
Don't even know that's groupthink. That's just dictatorship. More or less.
Yeah, well, I don't know about groupthink, but there's less, like, I can say, I mean, yeah. Ballard wants every scout in the building. You got something to say, say it. As a matter of fact, and then what he would do is in Kansas City, when everyone started agreeing too much on a player, Ballard would go, he stinks. This guy sucks. What are y'all even looking at? And it would get people starting to like, what are you talking about, Chris? And they'd say, turn the tape on. What game are you watching? And it would start like a little, and he would do it on purpose to start like a little mini riot in the building so that guys would fight and argue, because he didn't want it to be a stale. You need to have people. And he said what would happen was other guys would say, yeah, I don't really know that I'm on board with this guy either. Like, he would be the voice that would allow other people to find their voices. And then, and that's what he wants it. He goes, you got to have a thin, or you got to have a thick skin in our building and not take things personal, because we're going to go after each other.
That's totally different than how this is going to be run.
It's going to be totally different.
Totally different.
And I like that other way because more likely to stand up for your guy, and you have more voices to consider.
Or they'll hear the negatives and go, well, wait a minute, we got to think about this. Because if nobody's given negatives, nobody's given positives, and it's just, then that's a lack of information.
If he's fighting with one of his coaches about a player, he goes, let's go put the tape on. He did this with the Bears too. And he would go, and he'll say, what tape do you want to see? What tape do you want to show me? He'll do it with the scouts. Let's watch. He goes, you know what? I'm wrong. You're right. This guy's pretty good. Or he'll say, what is this? You know, explain this. And he said, in Kansas City, it's still this way, where you can't half step in there, because they got another guy in Kansas City that's the same way, where if you half step in there, and this guy, I don't want to say his name, but this guy would go, are you stupid? This guy is the worst. I wouldn't take him as a priority free agent. And they'll have fights, and you can't take it personally. Like, right. You have to be comfortable enough not to take it personally. The New England way is you turn your stuff in, get out of the way. You don't need to argue anything. Just go out. I don't like that.
I don't either.
Rudy's way was the other way, too. Rudy Tomjanovich loved
Except
to have input.
They all got into a groupthink thing. They all started talking like Rudy. They all started thinking the same. They all – Boylan and Rudy, you couldn't tell who was talking because they had the same cadence. Got so close.
That is true.
913 ESPN 97.5.
Rudy was beloved by players. They tried to expel Boylan day one in Chicago.
That is true. All right, we'll get some calls in on the other side. You guys are on the board. Anybody else wants in? 713-780-3776.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now. Do it. Do it. Do it now.
Three, 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 three
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 916 ESPN 97.5. 7-3-7-8-0-3-7-7-6.
Can we answer this just real quick? We'll get to the phones. People were asking, what changed now between now and when Deshaun signed his extension? And that's a fair question. But here's what changed. This is my belief. I haven't heard this from anyone. But, well, I've heard some, but not all of it. Number one, when you're worried about that second contract, that's a money thing. Second contract. Players, from the time they sign their first contract, they can't wait to get to the second contract. That's the one that sets you up for life, gives you a chance to go and do the awesome things you want, family get set up for life and all that. While he may have had some reservations about things, he couldn't wait to get to that second contract. And once he got it, and once it was so beneficial to him where he was going to get to a third contract faster than maybe anybody in NFL history, he, I think, then was faced, as the season went on, was then faced with the Bill O'Brien mess, the Jack Easterby stuff in the building. But more importantly, the roster sucked. I think he realized there's no first or second round pick. He's watching Josh Allen go deep, Pat Mahomes go deep. He's watching Aaron Rodgers bolster his legacy, Tom Brady bolster his legacy, Baker Mayfield make it into the playoffs, Lamar Jackson again. And I think at some point he's realizing, oh, my God, I'm playing my best football this year and we won four games. I don't know if I can play better than
well,
this.
And
we won four games.
And I think, well, I think you're dead on, but the Cal thing really, really, really probably hit home and said, okay, this is the
when
last
When Easterby drop. Circumvented that easily, and
yeah, and
I think
that,
Deshaun was on board with the process.
Listen, Cal said, and I believe him, well, I met with Deshaun the final weeks, once a week for the final month or so of the season, whatever that quote was, whatever. But he met with him, and then when nothing, zero, none of what he and Deshaun talked about was implemented, or at least even forget implemented, forget hiring the guy you wanted, just at least give him that you were the only team, and I think that was probably, it might have been the final straw, when you were the only team that didn't give Bieniemy an interview. What? And then you were, just 2 days after the season ended, you were so swayed by Easterby and hired Caserio. I mean, it is just, it's just like, wow, this guy is, I can't work for this guy. I can't work for, this is the guy that's running an organization when he has zero credentials to be doing this and no ability to do it. Keith was next up here on ESPN 97.5. Hey, Keith.
Good morning, gentlemen. Watching you on 97.5 Twitter feed. Yeah, you know, it's really disturbing. I'm going to give you three quick things I heard from the national media, the way they're obliterating the Texans. And before I say it, to me, if it's as bad as they're saying, I would have think somebody like J.J. Watt would have spoken up. I respect his character. And it's hard for me to really believe. But this is the last two are really just unbelievable to me. But the first one, Randy Moss on Saturday on ESPN was talking about the comments McNair made about, you know, you can't let the inmates run the prison. I mean, they're still talking about it. Then yesterday on ESPN, this one blew my mind. Ryan Clark came out and said that the Texans mistreat black players. And I've never heard that. It really. And then this morning, I don't know if you guys heard this. This morning, I just heard this morning, not more than, I don't know, half hour ago. Brandon Marshall on FS1 on First Things First show. This is what he said. This is insane. The Texans supposedly, and you may have heard this, I don't know, so excuse me if you have, but this is what Brandon Marshall said. In 2008, the Texans were throwing a barbecue party at the facilities to celebrate the Barack Obama victory. And they were playing music. And supposedly, McNair and the ownership came out and stopped the music and stopped the party because they were unhappy that Obama won. Now, again, that's what they're saying.
We've
don't
heard that. No.
That's
been out there
that's
for years.
Since
I haven't
Dwayne
heard
Brown,
that it was.
I've never heard that story.
Oh yeah. No, actually, Bob McNair held a team meeting the morning after and talked about how disappointed he was that Barack Obama won. He is, and you got to listen. I'm blaming it. I'm chalking it up to it's a Republican, a staunch Republican,
well, who was other unhappy. Guys with money. Hey, guys, we're about to have a lot. But you want to talk about the worst reading the room situation of all time. And it is a bad add-on to what the narrative became on Bob.
Right.
I mean, there's no way around that.
This where does Ryan, is it Ryan Clark came up and said it?
That's what he said, yeah.
Ryan Clark came up with that the Texans mistreat black players? You mean with all the money?
Yeah,
all that money that they give them?
I think
you can mistreat me like that anytime.
I think the money, because
they had a black GM, correct?
Yeah.
Because they play in the NFL, GM? The money just gets pushed aside. That's just an assumed thing if you're playing. I don't know. I didn't hear the quote, I don't know how they're mistreating black players.
I would honestly just give me just two examples.
Now, one. Give me one example of how a black player is mistreated.
Well, the one, okay, what if I told you DeAndre Hopkins from the stuff you've heard?
Well, that's
not some of that stuff out of bounds? No.
No, that's not mistreated.
With O'Brien, some of the stuff that was said to Hop.
Well,
that.
Apparently.
Was that out of bounds?
That was out of bounds.
Okay.
That was out of bounds.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's fair to say that's out of bounds. He was a black player and there's some stuff. I really honestly can't tell you. I don't really know of any other ones that
I was in that building for 5 years. I could tell you unequivocally, no one was mistreated. They cater to those guys. They bend over. They do everything.
It all went downhill
guys.
In year six when you were out.
No, I'm pretty sure it's not the case. Lamont is here on ESPN 97.5. Hey, Lamont.
Hey, man, I got another point. But to that guy's the barbecue story in the parking lot, he can go to Arian Foster's podcast when Arian Foster and I want to say Andre Johnson. Dwayne Brown. They was all talking about it. So that's it's a true story from their account. But, yeah, that's been out there. What I want to call you and ask you about, Lance, is Deshaun Watson technically still on his rookie deal right now?
Yes.
Yeah.
So that whole no trade thing doesn't apply right now?
No, because he's under a new contract and the new year and the old years are absorbed into the new contract is how that works. So he has a new contract. When you sign a contract, it now is an enforcement. You absorb the other years, but he now has been given a no-trade clause. That no-trade clause went into an enforcement as soon as he signed his new contract. That did make me think, though. I hadn't thought about that. But, yeah, he has a new contract that gives him a new mechanism, but the money is absorbed into the old contract dollars. You know, you don't get to just change your money. That contract amount rolls into the new deal, and they have to wait for the new cash to kick in, but the new mechanism was given. I mean, you don't give people who make that much money and who got a special three-year deal, the last thing you give them is a no-trade clause, because then they have...
Okay. That comes up to my last question. How common is a no-trade clause for a quarterback?
I don't know. How come there is one? I don't know.
How common is it?
Oh, how common? I don't know that either. I don't think it's very common. It's a give back. Like, you don't get that. If you had a cap guy in there like Chris Olsen, he knows that kind of stuff. He wouldn't have done that. But I don't think it's very common, to be honest with you. James Harden never even got a no-trade clause.
No,
the Rockets never gave James Harden a no-trade clause.
What I'm getting at, Lance, now it's starting to seem like this may have been premeditated. The wheels were set in motion a long time ago. That's what I'm...
What do you mean by that?
If he had the foresight to say, I want a no-trade clause after you got all of this money, it probably seems like he probably already was, you know, looking to get up out of here. I'm talking about Deshaun.
It could be possible, but I don't think that's his personality.
I think no-trade clause means you ain't going to decide that I'm going. I want to be here. Ain't going to decide where I'm going.
Lamont, how many wins did you think the Texans – be honest. How many wins did you think the Texans were going to have before the season started?
I thought they was working with like 10 or 11.
Yeah.
I thought they was
well,
really
see, a lot of people,
like
Vegas, I didn't, but I was, you know, maybe on the more conservative side. But Vegas had them as
8.5
as the favorite along with the Titans.
Yeah.
Vegas had them as one of the favorites in the division. And so I don't think most people saw it being this. I didn't see it being this bad. I thought it was more like six wins would be the worst.
They lost a lot of one-score games, I heard.
So. That's the word on the streets. So I think what happened is Deshaun probably thought, oh, no, man, I got Randall Cobb, I got Brandon Cooks, I got Will Fuller. You know, our offensive line's looking good. David Johnson. And I think what happened is somewhere along the line, Deshaun realized, holy crap, this defense is atrocious. And Will Fuller's out, and David Johnson's got no juice left. And at some point, Deshaun realized, oh my God, not only is this bad, but I don't have draft picks.
No. I wholeheartedly think it's about the leadership here. We went through O'Brien.
It is.
It's about the leadership here. And he has zero faith in it. And you're right. When JJ's walking off the field and says, man, we wasted one of your years, he's probably looking at it going,
yeah, you did.
Yeah, no, not only did you waste this year, but next year's already wasted.
And I think that Deshaun,
and the year after probably is already wasted.
A couple things. Andre Johnson was the one on the podcast. He talked about the barbecue.
Oh, it was?
Yes.
Also, no, but Dwayne Brown has said the same thing.
Well,
before
he talked
publicly.
About the meeting. He came in and talked about, I know you guys are happy, but it ain't great for us or me. Also, I think Deshaun may not have said, I want out. That's why I want the no trade clause. But he thought to himself, why not grab what I can? They're giving me all the money I want. This clearly is there. It's all this negotiating is falling in my favor. Why not ask for that and see what happens?
Mm-hmm.
And clearly he got it.
Well, with those numbnuts, how easy is it to negotiate anything you want? Hey, you guys, why don't you throw a no trade in there?
In their eyes, and probably rightfully so at the time,
they ain't trading him.
They never assumed it would come to this.
No.
So why not give
Who
it to him?
Who would think that you're going to trade Deshaun Watson?
And they never thought they would upset him so much that he would want out.
No. Well, little did they know how good they are at upsetting him. Time to talk about my bookie. And you're going to be able to bet on where is Deshaun's next team. What team will Deshaun? You can bet on that. How about betting on these games? Tampa's plus four right now. Buffalo is plus three at Kansas City. You want to bet on them? Win, get paid? Okay. They'll take credit cards. They'll take bank cards. They'll take. It's easy to get it going on. All you got to do is go to mybookie.ag, promo code radio, and start and win and get paid. That's the most important thing when you're dealing with a bookie, is that when you win, you get paid. That is the key to life, people. That is the key to betting life. Make sure that you're going to get paid. And when you win, you get paid at mybookie.ag, promo code radio. Never been any problems, and it's easier than most every other site and get your money out of there. Okay, yeah, I want to cash in. Okay, done deal. Okay, send it to where? And you get that job done. All you got to do is go to mybookie.ag, promo code radio. They will match 50% up to $1,000. So you get that match, which means if you put in $1,000, you get $500, you get $1,500 to play with. That's nice. Nobody else is doing that. So if you're looking for a great and, by the way, easy to navigate. If you've never done it before, it's pretty damn simple. You'll figure it out in a hurry. MyBookie.ag, promo code radio.
ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. The number 713-780-3776. Do you have any hope for the Rockets?
I mean, well, what do you mean by hope?
Well, I mean, you were interested enough last night to check in. Mm-hmm. Oladipo's first game.
My kids were hyped.
Yeah?
Yeah. Mason's like, what's he? I pick him up from basketball practice. How much does Oladipo have? I'm like, I'll check the app. I don't know. I'm here we'll picking you up, son. I'm not watching. Yeah, no,
you were in the car.
Yeah, I had, but it was already halftime. But I didn't know how many he had. I went straight. I was watching players here until late. And so anyway, we got home, we watched, and yeah, I like what I saw. I mean, I know who Victor Oladipo is. He's a good
he's a good player.
Not a he's not a star.
No, but
he's definitely not a superstar.
He's a second tier all-star though.
Yeah. We'd have to create what we look. The collection of names looks okay. But Oladipo and Christian Wood could be a legit starting point for something. It really could. Like, I have some hope from there that I did like the fact that Oladipo seemed happy after the game. He thought there were brighter days in the future. His contract's up after this year, but you will have money available. Would you want to get started with Oladipo and Wood as, you know, PJ's gone?
How old is he?
Boogie will probably be gone.
Ooh, Oladipo?
Yeah.
You'll be stuck with John Wall.
28, I think.
Well, I mean, that's a...
Yeah.
He's got a lot.
I wouldn't mind starting with those two guys.
Yeah. No.
So...
I mean, you're not...
You're
not Brooklyn right now, but...
You're not even Portland. Like, you are probably about a 10
seed. No. You need another big piece. That's why I can't wait for John Wall to get back.
I'm sorry, did you... Oh, I forgot to mention Eric Gordon.
And his $19 million.
Thanks,
again, Daryl.
This is why P.J. Tucker wanted extension. You gave him one.
This is bullcrap.
How come he gets
what is he going to take charges?
You offered James $100
million. I play all the freaking time. He doesn't even take charges, and he sits out some games.
A lot of games.
What the hell? Get Daryl back in here to give me my money. Daryl's gone, P.J. I'm sorry. Daryl's gone. Daryl, it's P.J., can you tell Tillman that give me some more money? Give me some guaranteed money? That's not fair. You are actually one of the problem guys in our roster from a financial standpoint.
What about
James?
Well, he's only $8 million, okay? He's a bargain. He had two points.
No, he really is.
He had 2 points and three rebounds for $8
million. I would.
Okay, I'm happy with him. I mean, I think that's fine.
I would 100%. Deal him and let him have a chance to contend and get something.
They're talking about 3 second rounders for him.
Cool.
No, that's what the Rockets are asking. And guess what?
They're never going to get that.
Never.
You might get a two.
Yeah.
You might get a two. Maybe somebody would give you a late one, but I don't think so. Because you might say late one, good. Late one, we don't care. And this guy rolls off our, we can make a decision. He's going to roll off our books next year anyway. And we pay him what? By the time the trade deadline rolls around, we're going to pay him $4 million for the rest of the year. Yeah, you're right. I don't know. I mean, a late one doesn't have much value. It'd be phenomenal if they gave you a late one. I wouldn't think it'd be more than 1-2. Maybe 2-2s? I can't really track basketball value. I understand football value. Basketball value is just so random.
I saw somewhere that a pick as high or 2 as 3 in the NFL draft is worth like 2 number 1s.
That's the NFL.
Yeah.
Yeah. A pick. Wait, would say that again?
A pick as high as the second or third in the draft is the value of like 2 number 1 picks. Because of how high the pick is. Like for the Texans.
Yeah.
You're trading with the Jets and Dolphins. You get the number 2 pick in the draft, the number 3. That's almost like getting 2 ones because of how high the pick is.
Well, high in the second round.
High in the first.
Oh, high in the first. Because if you look at the trade value chart, that is accurate. The problem is, you know, if you miss, there's really not a problem. There has been talk that people don't like first-round picks because it's a 5-year deal. No, that's why you like them. The idea that the Dolphins should never, and you've probably heard this, Dell, analytics Twitter is like, if you draft a running back in the first round, you should be put down. They should murder you and take your children. And like, wait. What we found is that the very best talent at running back is typically the first 5 years. You're at your very best in years, oftentimes years 2 through 5, sometimes 2 through 6. Why would you not want to get team control over an additional year? It doesn't make any sense that a team wouldn't want to have a longer rookie deal. And then if you're truly analytics Twitter, you understand – then you give an extension for just a couple years at more money, and you're out of that deal within 7 years max, and you're on to the next guy. And you've already, if you if you amortize the whole thing, it's really not a bad deal. A rookie contract for 5 of 7 years is really a pretty good deal if you can pay them higher dollars for a shorter contract and let them get to the market again. If they'll take that, then that's what you do. If not, oh, well, we had DeAndre Swift for 5 years. Sweet.
Now just go draft another one.
We'll go draft another
one. Let me ask you this and give players so it adds some context to it. I'm just going through one random mock draft, not giving any credence to it. Let's say, and I won't use quarterback because they're overvalued unless you get the right one. Let's say the Dolphins took DeVonta Smith at 3. And if a first rounder that high is worth almost 2 first-round picks, is he worth 2 Christian Barmores who this mock draft has him in the 20s?
Not Christian Barmore. Right, Christian Barmore is okay.
Yeah, but let's just say a pick in the 20s. Is a DeVonta Smith
worth 2 picks in the 20s?
Worth 2 picks in the 20s.
Possibly.
Yeah.
It depends on the way a draft goes. But yeah, I think
how about
that's
a Penei Sewell?
Oh, left tackle, yes. Is he worth a couple picks in the 20s?
Well, you're worth 2 picks in the 20s and a second rounder.
Is he worth a third overall?
For, I don't think
the Dolphins. But you got to remember now you have two
because
young
players. Because that's what Tunsil brought.
But you have to understand, they do have a sliding scale because now what you're trading, Dale, is now you got 2 players under rookie contracts, which is also good. Like the Raiders have been operating under what you're talking about, which is getting multiple rookie year deals.
Basically why the Texans suck.
They screwed up
they
on Cleveland Farrell.
They have no good players.
You know, they missed on Cleveland
on
Farrell,
their rookie deals.
But they got Max Crosby on a cheap deal, and he's way better than Cleveland
Farrell.
Look
at Titus Howard is turned into Sharping. I mean, the guys that you thought were going to be, okay, that's a value. You got a right tackle who's good on his rookie deal, and you can get him. You can keep him for 5 years. Okay, great. Sharping, you got him for 4 years, but you know what? Look at it. He's starting as a rookie. No, not so much his next year. Titus Howard hurt, and then not all that great, actually. They actually played a little bit better with Roderick Johnson in there. They actually ran the ball a little bit better at the end of the year when Tunsil and Titus Howard weren't there. It's amazing. Zero. How many defensive guys do you have on their rookie deal that are paying off? I mean, honestly.
How many of them play?
Reader left as soon as his rookie deal is up. Blacklock.
Who else?
Zach Cunningham just finished up his rookie deal.
Now he's going to get into his big
that's
deal.
That's over. Where are the cornerbacks? Where are the Justin Reed is on his rookie deal. Okay. And he digressed. This year, regressed. I mean,
you just bail. I mean,
you got nothing. Nothing. That's the problem. Teams benefit from young players overplaying their deals. The Texans have none of that.
Well, I initially asked the question because obviously the overarching theme until there's a resolution is what is Deshaun going to bring if he in the nightmare scenario that he's traded does that become a point of contention? Let's say he's open to the Jets and the Dolphins, so you actually have a bit of a bidding war going on. Do those two teams say, you know how high this pick is? That's like 2 first-round picks anyway. So does that become a fight in the negotiation saying we're giving you
it
2 first-round picks?
The only
picks.
Problem is what is that third overall pick going to bring? A wide receiver?
Well, not for
if
the Texans.
If it was the franchise quarterback sitting there, which does anybody think Justin Fields now is a lock? Does anybody think Zach Wilson? Does anybody think anybody else? See, it's devalued now. If there were 2 guys, when it was RG3 and Andrew Luck, it was like, holy crap, that second pick, that's worth something. Right now, that second pick is a left tackle from Oregon. Which, he might be great, but is that worth Deshaun Watson?
And the Texans don't have a need for a... Well, they might because Titus Howard, whatever, but they've already invested in tackle, so they can't take Sewell, who might be the best pick at that position.
Yeah, and who's... Lance, is there a just knock-your-socks-off defensive player right now?
No.
No.
I mean, there's guys I like a lot,
yeah,
but they're all projectable.
Number 2 or 3 overall?
No, that's the problem. There's guys with a lot of upside as rushers, but they're all kind of like they all need work. Like I love the Notre Dame linebacker, Karamoah. I love Jason Oway from Penn State, but he just doesn't know how to rush yet. But he's got all the tools to eventually become a rusher. But you don't draft because even Mario Williams had some of that where he's like, got all the tools. Mario was a freak show physically, an absolute freak show, and he actually had sacks. Jason Oway had zero sacks. Even a bunch of almost got theirs, that's fine, but you didn't get a sack.
Wait, he's a pass rusher with zero sacks?
This year, yeah.
Wait, what? We already got that. We got Whitney Merciless.
No,
why do we need that?
I'm not trying to draft that. Ojulari from Georgia, I like a lot. Yeah, I mean, there's those kind of guys, but your DB that might end up with the highest grade, I got to watch Sertan. It's not Caleb Farley. It's not Zaven Collins. Like, I can't even, it's not Barrymore. My God, I can't even think of a guy who's carrying. It's going to be quarterbacks. It's going to be wide receivers. It's going to be tackles. It's going to be Kyle Pitts at tight end.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I can't even think of a defensive stud in the top five.
I mean, if it was Chase Young, number two overall, I got to look at Sertan.
I haven't looked at,
that's worth something.
But I haven't looked at Sertan, the corner out of Alabama. But they say he's not going to be the fastest guy.
All right.
Of course, we won't know that because there's no combine. He probably won't run.
Shout out. Cabo Cup guys are listening right now. Cabo Cup. It's one of the most important golf events of the...
Not one of the most
important. Wait a minute. Of the decade. Cabo Cup. Cabo Cup guys out there, let's go. Unite.
Cabo Cup. Don't put your fist up.
Unite.
Say unite.
It's 944 ESPN 97.5.
This is Ed Too Tall Jones, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
That made me laugh, Art. Now, that's funny. Yeah, Art finally got a good one in. All right? he put a picture of the Trumpsters that are invading the Capitol. As Cabo Cup guys. Stop, Art. That's not what we look like, okay? Oh, 713-780-3776 is the number to hang out with us on ESPN 97.5.
Trust what you're saying at all, Lance. I said, let me clear this up. He doesn't care who the head coach is going to be, Deshaun. And this guy goes, I don't trust this at all, but get your clicks. And another guy goes, what clicks are you talking about, dumbass? Like, I don't have an... There is no article. I didn't even tell you to listen to. I didn't say, click here to find out what I'm saying. I just made one comment. Get your clicks. What's my clicks? I don't have clicks. Look, I hope, you know, I don't hope I'm wrong on this, but I hope that Deshaun does cool down. Aaron Wilson, who I respect, and Aaron has some great sources, says, I don't care what Josina Anderson says, but I do care what Aaron Wilson says because Aaron is pretty tied in. He says that...
You know he did an ice bucket challenge with...
No. That was Brian T. Smith.
Oh.
Yeah.
See, I would get those guys confused. No.
But Aaron Wilson is very tight end.
Aaron Wilson never did an ice bucket challenge?
He never did.
Then he's not
that I know of. Not with Bill O'Brien.
Tight end,
not with Bill O'Brien and Cal. But I do know that Aaron's very tight end. He's tight end to the Texans. He's tight end nationally. And for Aaron to say that he thought, I'm interested to see what he says about it, the relationship may be thawing, because that's not what I got at all yesterday. But if my sources are not getting stuff directly from Deshaun, which would pretty much shock me, my hope is that they take the chance, they hire Bienemy anyway, and they hope that Bienemy can reconcile. And then the main thing is you can't. This is very similar to Twitter. Right? When Twitter, all the stuff comes, they say if you can just withstand the Twitter barrage, you'll be fine because everyone moves on to something else. And Jack Easterby somehow withstood this whole entire barrage. If you're the Texans and you can withstand what Deshaun and his group may leak out to the media about potential trade partners, this, that, or the other, if you can withstand and say nope. Nope, we're standing still. If you can withstand the general public, the articles, whatever, and you say, nope, we're standing still, then there is a chance that Deshaun will say, well, I guess I'm going to be playing this year with the Texans. I might as well get on the same page with Eric Bieniemy. And then you got a shot, you know? You got a shot. I don't think Deshaun Watson has anything in common with James Harden. I don't think Deshaun's the kind of guy that would intentionally not be at his best. I don't think he has it in him. He's a winner. He's a high football character guy. He's not James Harden. I don't think he would ever go that far. But I do think it hurts him to realize, man, we're not even 1 year away. We're way further.
No, they're further.
I think his concern is, I am running through my career right now.
Yep. And it's very hard to be a starting quarterback and tank and not have people notice. Like James, basketball, there's some variance. Oh, you're just having a bad shooting night. But you drill down and go, oh, there's no effort there. But how could a quarterback not play hard and it not be seen?
Oh, and you can't.
There's
no
way.
You can't do that.
No. He would, and plus, there's a danger of physical injury, so he's going to have to go out there and ball, or at least try to ball. So I think he would. What would he make it as uncomfortable as possible? Not show up to training camp. Not be there for the preseason. Let it be known. And then show up for regular season.
I think that's entirely possible if he really wants to keep playing hardball. See, I think if the Texans play the ultimate hardball, but you got to realize this too. Nick Caserio is not stupid. He knows that they're not, that they got Deshaun and they're just a couple players away. He knows that roster needs an entire rebuild. And the reality is, if you get the right picks and you do a good job with evaluating, you actually improve your team faster with a bunch of draft picks, especially if they do what you mentioned yesterday, Dale. Take one of those draft picks and then move back and add more draft picks. Like, you could end up getting a hoard. You could turn 3 into 5 easily. You could turn 4 total draft picks into 7 draft picks and still be making picks and build your roster quickly. The problem is, you don't have Deshaun Watson. I mean, teams, the Buffalo Bills look for a quarterback for 2 freaking decades. Oh, no. Like, almost 3 decades, the Buffalo Bills were looking for quarterbacks. 2.5 decades. Hey, we're drafting this guy. Maybe it's Tyrod. Maybe it's Fitzpatrick. Maybe it's J.P. Lossman. Maybe it's E.J. Manuel. J.P. Lossman. They tried everything they possibly could. So when you go in that quarterback hole, Cleveland Browns, we got our guy. His name is Tim Couch. Nope, that's not your guy. And they kept trying to think they had their guy. Sometimes when you get in a quarterback hole, you don't come out for a long time. And the Colts are in that position now, like, holy crap, we're a pretty good team. How are we going to get a good quarterback? Because they're all going to be gone. The New England Patriots, holy crap, what are we going to do?
I'm not sure they're all going to be gone. I think one of these guys, a Zach Wilson or a...
But are they good enough for you to...
Zach Smith or a...
Zach Smith has got carrying like a 5th-round grader.
Yeah, I know, but you know what? So Russell Wilson was a 3rd-round grader, and Tom Brady was a 6th-round. I mean, you never know when you're going to find a guy. Is it going to be Trevor Lawrence? No. But there were plenty of quarterbacks that have been drafted. Lamar Jackson was the end of the 1st round as opposed to, the beginning of the 1st round. He turned out pretty damn good for him. So I'm not sure that you can't find a quarterback just outside the top picks.
And teams have shown.
It's more likely.
True. And teams have shown if they want a guy, they'll find a way to go up and get him.
Yeah. Yeah,
if the Colts like a guy, they'll find a way. Teams do. If it's a future first and whatever, if they like them, they'll do it. And if they don't, they won't.
Yeah. Mahomes was what, 10?
And then was traded up for it. Deshaun
was traded up right after that.
Yeah, it happens. They like a guy, they'll go grab him.
Mm-hmm. Let's get Michael in here before the top of the hour. Hey, Michael.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, man. How are you?
Good. I was so the biggest story in New Orleans is in New Orleans is Drew Brees retiring, and in Houston is Deshaun Watson. What y'all's thoughts on a possible trade that includes Michael Thomas, since he kind of seems unhappy in New Orleans?
So that was thrown my way yesterday. Torrey Andrews is a big Saints fan. Threw that to me. He goes, "What if we offered you Mike Thomas?" And 2 first-round picks.
Yeah, Michael Thomas feels like he's headed in a wide receiver, a nut job wide receiver direction.
I'm not comfortable with all that money and all that fuss.
No,
he's been fussy from day one.
Yeah, he's really, really
talented.
Really talented, and he's a diva. He's one of those wide receiver divas. I could see him turning it and going Odell or Ocho Cinco or T.O. or I don't know. It just seems like I don't know if you want that headache. He's so good, but, man, I don't know if you want that. That you need that in your organization. He doesn't seem like a he's not Texan worthy. Mm-hmm. Okay? He's not. And, oh, by the way, nobody has cap problems like the Saints. Good luck. Good luck with your the Saints' future, because they are in cap hell. So they've got a lot. They got a lot of digging out to do too. Deshaun might take a trade to New Orleans though.
Oh yeah,
I could see that.
Oh, they got great defense.
Yeah,
and Alvin Kamara and Emmanuel Sanders. You go draft a wide receiver. Oh man, look, Deshaun wants to win.
What about Kamara and stuff for and picks
he's
for Deshaun?
Goofy too, but
yeah, but
he can ball. But
man,
it's a running back on a second contract. Boy, that's a high success rate.
Well, that's one running back that's on that second contract that looks pretty good. Although so he probably hasn't started yet. It starts
Actually, it starts next year. That number is going to get up there.
Yep.
I don't know. The whole point is Watson's going to should bring, if you don't screw it up, Watson will bring a lot back in return.
Yeah.
Unless Nick has learned from the Bill Belichick style
Garoppolo for a second.
Dealing Garoppolo for a second. That should have been a minimum of two firsts.
Yeah.
And he dealt him for a second.
Just for your Kamara stuff, his cap hit next year would be 5. Then it jumps to 14.5 in 2020.
Oh, he got it after 3 years. That's right.
Yeah.
Or even before 3 years. He did it this offseason.
And he was a third round pick.
Yeah. He's only a 4-year guy.
He was 17, right? 2017, 18, 19?
Yep. 17, 18, 19. 20 was this year. So well, that's the 4 years.
That's the 4 years.
And now it's...
The first year they still had it 5? That's the extension.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. 957, ESPN 97.5. All right, just me and Dell here the rest of the way, unless Lance sticks around and hangs out on just an hour to go before I head toward the Cabo Cup and one of the most important golfing events.
Are you feeling
over the last decade?
You feeling the pressure?
Of the century.
Yeah, are you?
You feeling pressure? Considering how important it is?
No pressure at all. I'm just going to go out and have fun. I'm going to just play within my game. That's all. Yeah. All right, 713-780-3776. Come hang.
ESPN 97.5.